Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Esteemed listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you. We say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If you have just joined us, this is our Riyadu Salihin segment. Chapter number 17 is the chapter that we are busy with. We say Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who assists and gives us the tawfiq to do certain things. We come now to this chapter number 17, and it is Babun fil wujub al-inqiyad li hukm Allah wa ma yaquluhu man du'a ila dhalika wa umira bi ma'ruf aw nuhiya 'an munkar. It is the chapter on the obligation of submitting to the order of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and what is to be said by one who is invited to that, commanded to good and forbidden from evil. The first verse which we have discussed previously, Surah An-Nisa, verse number 65. قال الله تعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلا وربك. We said, by the oath, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, by the oath of your sustainer. Emphasis here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath on himself. Allah takes an oath. We just did in our segment, verse a day, wal asr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter 103 of the Quran, the first verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath on time. Here we see in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath on himself. So what is to be said after this is going to be really that of utmost importance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا يؤمنون حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم. By the oath of your sustainer, لا يؤمنون حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم. They cannot be believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا يؤمنون. They cannot be believers. When will they be considered? حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ. Until they make you a judge in the disputes that arise among them. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ. And they do not find any dissatisfaction in their hearts for your decision. Mimma qadayta, they in their hearts for your decision. Whatever you have decided, this is going to be our decision as well. You have said this, O beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The whole world is making statements, releasing movies against you. My stance is I'm going to follow you even more, O beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They can aim. يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. They can aim to extinguish the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their mouths. But I'm not going to do that. My objective is to see how I can come closer to you in practice, in my ways. And then, of course, that is closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the verse continues, وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. And they accept with total submission. This is Surah An-Nisa, verse 65. Next verse, Surah An-Nur, verse 51. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّمَا كَانَ قَوْلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when the believers are summoned to appear before Allah and His Messenger, so لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ, so that He may pass judgment between them. What do they say? All they say is, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. They say, we hear and we obey. Not سَمِعْنَا وَأَصَيْنَا. We hear and we will disobey. That is the approach that we are currently facing. But what are we supposed to say? سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We hear and we obey. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. These are the real successful ones. Surah An-Nur, verse 51. This is chapter number 17 of Riyadu Salihin. Allah grant us the tawfiq to take these maximum benefits which Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has compiled for us in such a beautiful manner. Every day we're learning something new. We're changing our lives. And this change is what is going to take us there to our destination. Insha'Allah.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.